With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon to you, Trey.
Good day, boys. How are you?
No, good, thanks, Trey.
Tip top.
Good, mate. Sorry, just going to switch lanes back again, if you don't mind.
Not
beautiful.
At all. Not at
Love
all.
Love to.
No, Broadchurch here.
I'm not sure who I direct this question to, because between the two of you, you've got an NBA championship ring.
Thank you.
But, mate, I was just watching the ball this afternoon, and yes, they got done, but in the fourth quarter, LeBron just tried to take his team on his back.
Mm-hmm, he did.
And, like, he couldn't do any more.
Well, no, he couldn't. But but the thing about it is that he got it going. And he had ended up with 26. And I reckon at least 10 or 12 of them came in the last quarter. I can't remember. I'm just going off the top of the bonds. So it was a couple of threes, a couple of drives to the basket. But Anthony Davis was 14 of 19, and he had 32 points, 11 boards, and he didn't really see it too much when LeBron got in that frame of mind. And as Andy and I spoke about right at the top of the show, he was spectacular, but when he got that last shot, the last three-ball attempt, and I think it was Pope Caldwell, just fell over. There was no one near him, and it was a wide-open three. The end of the day, you need to make that, and he didn't. So you're right, but don't forget, they gave up, what was it, 20 points? How many were they?
20.
It was at least 20.
20.
Yeah. So, you know, I love LeBron, as you know, but no, I do. I do. I think he's definitely second on the greatest of all time list.
Well, he got a bit frustrated in the post game, because he was asking for a few fouls. He reckons he got clipped a few times.
He's dreaming.
Late in the game.
No, that's not.
Well, the big man, number two of all time.
There was one where they called a little push on him. I thought that was a bit hard. But down the other end, those ones when he's fumbling it and just losing it. Nah, there was no foul there.
Ooh. Geez, having there
was no
fair there. For a bloke, you just said you love.
No, I do love him, but you've got to be fair, Andy. You've got to be objective, Andy.
Well, you do.
I did not say he burped up all over himself. I'm just saying there was a couple of fumbles there that you know, he was spectacular in the last quarter. Take nothing away from him.
Well, you just took a bit away from him, let's be honest. This is what he said at the end of the post-match media conference, very frustrated about the review system.
What's the challenge mentally and emotionally after you lose such a heartbreaking game?
I mean, yeah, of course it's a heartbreaking game. You don't ever want to lose in that fashion. I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. We have a replay center. It's going to go. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but and then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
Up he gets and walks out.
No, but
just had enough, the big man.
No, but he's wrong on that one, because D'Angelo Russell, what happened was he copped a whack in the head, but they called a foul earlier they called it a hold on the defense. And what happens is they go back and they're looking at that particular play. And yes, it got overturned. There was nothing to see because he didn't get fouled. Now, he subsequently got fouled, but the whistle was not for the hit on the head, Andy.
All right, calm down.
So he needs a bit more information before he chirps off, because There's some chirping going on there. Well, he's bagging the refs, and they make mistakes, and you can call them out when they do make a mistake. But on that particular one, yes, they made a mistake. It was overturned, but it was for a different incident, Andy.
Bumbling, fumbling, chirping. Gee whiz, you're certainly having a crack at the king.
No, not at all. He's a superstar, and I love him to death.
You come for the king.
14 points in the last quarter it was.
Yeah, but they got to 20 before halftime. They were in front.
Mm.